streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris holding the biggest rally yet of her campaign on the Ellipse in Washington, comparing her campaign to that of her major opponent, Donald Trump.
These United States of America, we are not a vessel for the schemes of wannabe dictators. The United States of America is the greatest idea humanity ever devised.
Donald Trump at a rally in Allentown, Pennsylvania, saying to a mostly Latino crowd,
Hispanics, Latinos, nobody loves our Latino community and our Puerto Rican community more than I do.
In eastern Spain, cars swept away, victims rescued from their homes after flash flooding in the Valencia region. The New York Yankees stay alive in Game 4 of the World Series. They swamp the Dodgers 11-4. They still trail in the series 3-1. You're listening to ABC News. Burmese pythons have been wreaking havoc in South Florida for years, and now experts say the invasive species are becoming even more destructive by eating larger and larger animals.
Shows a 115-pound snake, its jaws stretched around a 77-pound white-tailed deer. This National Geographic-worthy footage has major implications. Severe declines in mammal populations throughout Everglades National Park have been linked to the species. One study finding populations of raccoons and opossums dropped 99% over a 15-year period, bobcats dropping 87%. Other mammals have effectively disappeared.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Florida officials hold python hunts once a year since snakes have no natural predators. Actress Terry Garr, who earned an Oscar nomination for her work in Tootsie, has died.
Well, don't get mad at me.
Well, stop being a doormat then.
I'm not a doormat.
Garr's career running the gamut from Young Frankenstein to Friends. She was 79. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hello, John Zarbano here, and I'm running to represent you in Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. I want to evict Glenn Grothman from Congress, and I need your help. Wisconsin now has fair election maps, yet many people may not participate this November because they don't register. I'm speaking now directly to the 100,000 unregistered citizens of our district. Your voice matters. You can register to vote at your clerk's office or online at myvote.wi.gov and click register to vote. Your vote counts. If you care about women's rights, if you care about working people getting a living wage, if you care about clean air, clean water, our very planet, vote. Vote like your democracy depends on it. I'm John Zarbano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zarbano for Congress.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
A Brewers coach signs an extension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers have renewed the contract of pitching coach Chris Hook. The 56-year-old Hook, who has worked his way up in the organization for 20 years, signed a multi-year extension with the team yesterday. He's credited with developing the team's young pitching talent. The Yankees won Game 4 of the World Series last night in New York, 11-4 over the Dodgers. Game 5 is tonight, Los Angeles leading 3-1. NBA, the Bucks are in Memphis. They face the Grizzlies tomorrow night on Halloween. The NFL trade deadline is coming up next Tuesday. Yesterday, the Packers signed linebacker Jamin Davis to their practice squad. Davis had been a first-round pick for Washington 3 years ago and was asked how familiar he is with the Packers.
Ironically, I got a chance to watch him a little bit last year, and it's crazy now that I might actually get an opportunity to play for him. But currently, I'm just honestly soaking everything all in, and hopefully I can get to work and just watch as much film as possible.
That's Packers linebacker Jamin Davis with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and windy with a high in the mid-70s today, falling into the 60s by late afternoon. Rain and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Could be some heavy rain, too, with an inch and a half or more possible. Tomorrow, falling temperatures, showers, windy, will be in the mid-40s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Maggie Dawn.
Marquette University Law School's newest poll drops, and I'll have Charles Franklin to tell you all about it. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Come on, Johnny.
I don't want to break my, Bill Silver's glasses.
That's right.
I think that's the best call.
Yeah.
Bill
yeah.
Silver's. I really do.
I don't know. Harry Carey's pretty close.
Harry Carey's close. You're right.
I think they both spend.
I'm not far from any of those things.
They both spend more than a dollar.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, they're both.
It didn't look like it, though, did it?
No, those glasses are all right. They're not really Harry Carey.
I'm telling you, I'm enjoying reading again right
yeah,
now.
Right?
I struggle with paperbacks.
No, I know. Yeah.
And this is great, man. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't care how it looks. I'm wearing them. That's just the way it is. Sorry,
he's
folks.
Comfortable in his manhood.
Yes.
Right. That's good.
A couple of things I got on my plate. I was digging through a box looking for this old football program. And actually, because I wanted to bring it to bosses. This is a whole story about either. I'm out here, and then I'm here, and I'm going to weave. I'm going to come back.
Yeah. Actually, he's going to be in town today. The weaver's in town.
So, anyway, you know, I think I got Brett's number. You want me to try to call him?
No, don't.
No? All right.
Yo,
no.
What's up, buddy?
No. Hi, John. How you doing? So I go to bosses. So I had to sign a book for a lady who's, you know, buying it for her husband's birthday. You know, do that all the time, which is great. So I go down there, So here's the whole thing. So I was digging through an old box of stuff. You know that I'm not really a hoarder, but I just save a lot of stuff.
Yeah. That okay. Call it what you want.
I got lots of boxes to go through when I can't find something.
Right.
It drives me
and
crazy.
Stuff back from when your ACT score when you were junior in high school.
Yeah,
but you're not a hoarder.
Okay. No, but here's the best part of doing stuff because I wanted to find this really old Packer program. I mean, Curly Lambeau is on the cover as a player. Okay, that's how old this is. But there's an ad in the program for Boss's News.
Oh, that's cool.
That's neat.
Isn't that cool? Mm-hmm. From like 1920 something. And it's like, wow. That's
yeah,
really
that's
cool.
Right. They've been around
so I wanted to bring it to Lisa. So anyway, so I go there and she hands me a book to sign one of my books, okay? And I open it to the page where there's, you know, a signing page, you know, blank, where you, best wishes, whatever. And it's like, this isn't my book. So I go back and look at the cover. It's like, I was having this moment where it's like, am I dreaming? Is this... It's the cover is my book and the whole thing, and the inside is not my book.
What?
Yeah. The first we went through, we're like, Lisa, am I going crazy? I'm not even kidding about this. Is this my book? She's like, oh my God, no.
How did that happen?
The printer, it was the first, I think, 66 pages was somebody else's book in my cover.
Is it now?
I've got it in my car. I'll bring it in tomorrow. It's in my car.
Just that one?
So I went back. So we had 15 copies made. And I went and had a box of them in my car. And I ran right to my car and checked to see if the others. But the others were all good. Isn't that bizarre?
Well, I don't. You're assuming the others were all good. What if that 66 pages grabs the reader even better than you did.
That's a good point.
Leave it in.
Or they're going, boy, this took a weird turn.
Yeah, this is weird. Wow. All of a sudden, the guy's in Vietnam.
Strange plot line, but I like it.
I like it.
You know, that is that really a freaky thing?
That's like bizarre.
Bizarre. It was almost like scary, like somebody took over my book. You know what I mean?
How do you know that was the only one?
Well, I went through the other ones. I figured all I had to do was look at one or two pages or, you know, in the front type. And they were all okay. I'm going to double check.
What if somebody bought it on Amazon?
Well,
do you see every book that's sold? No.
No, but that's what I'm worried about.
Right.
Because we get them printed by Amazon.
Right. Well, yeah.
Or whomever. You know what I mean? We get them.
That's going to be interesting if you get some comments on, Todd just said, what a twist. I mean.
I know.
John, I didn't appreciate the sex scene in chapter 4. You could have left that out.
That farmer's daughter was a little wench, wasn't she?
What did the guy or gal write? What was the 60? Was it?
During our longer break, I will run to my car.
Okay,
it's sitting in the garage right here, and I will show it to you. We were shocked, and Lisa said to me, she's been in the book business her entire life, has never seen anything like that.
How could Old Yeller die and then he goes off to war?
Wait a minute. They said it was critical and the operation was tomorrow. Right. What happened?
He went off to war.
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
You can take it to court because somebody thinks you're stealing their work. You
yeah,
know?
That's true. That's
he plagiarized me.
Or you.
Maybe it's an AI thing or something.
Maybe he's going to take you to court.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't know.
I thought you were saying Johnny would take me.
No, I'm going to show you guys. So anyway, so then what else I found, but so what I do... dig through my hoards.
What do you do with all the dead moths and stuff? What do you do? Yep. Just sweep them aside?
Yeah. Okay. And anyway, so what I do, I always end up finding other stuff.
Yep.
And kind of losing direction as to what I was looking for.
Right.
So I found these old, I don't know where I got them from, old restaurant menus from Green Bay. Okay? Bremies.
But he's not a hoarder. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Bremies? B-R-E-H-M-E-S.
Bremies?
Probably Bremies.
Bremies. Has anybody out there ever heard of Bremies Sandwich Shop, home of the aristocratic hamburger?
Ooh, the aristocrats.
Uh-huh. On 122 South Broadway.
That's why it didn't last.
Phone, Howard 2134.
Wow, that's old.
Yeah. Yeah. Chicken fried steak, French fried potatoes, 50 cents. Special steak, 60 cents. Now, they even have on the top here, we suggest that you try our aristocratic hamburger, okay? It's only 20 cents. A plain hamburger is 15. The aristocrat, this is bad marketing, wouldn't you say? You're big on return on investment. You're putting all this advertising into the aristocrat. Are you getting enough return? If this was in your class.
I just don't think there are a lot of aristocrats at 123 South Broadway.
There might have been.
I don't know. There weren't.
Some of the guys coming down from Fort Howard.
I guarantee you
after
weren't.
Night shift. But they had great. They had
both of
peanut,
them.
How much was a peanut butter sandwich?
I don't know. 10 cents.
15 cents.
15. Okay,
but this was, but this is, again.
Wait, burger was 15?
Okay. Steak sandwich is 30 cents.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Clubhouse is 45.
Oh, wow.
This is one I never saw before.
These prices are ridiculous.
I know. Olive and nut sandwich.
What?
Oliver?
Olive and nut.
Oh, olive and nut.
Wow. Olive and nut.
Like it.
I know. Or you could get a plain cheese sandwich for 10 cents. So there you go.
Nice.
Yeah. Drinks. Wait, I'm not done yet.
No.
Drinks. I have no idea what this is. P-O-S-T-U-M. Postum. Postum. Any idea what a postum drink is?
I'll look it up.
Another thing they had was Ovaltine. But anyway, I just thought that was fun reading that. And then there's another one for Oliver's Ice Cream Shop. Did anybody ever hear of Oliver's Ice Cream, corner of Adams and Pine Street in Green Bay?
So I looked up that postum or postum.
Yeah.
Caffeine-free powdered beverage made from roasted grains that often used as a coffee substitute.
Ah. Mm. Huh.
Ugh, that doesn't sound good at all.
No.
Adams and Pine?
Yes, that's corner of Adams and Pine Street.
Northland Hotel is right across the street from the Northland.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
All right. This is from 1943. And then another one. Anybody ever hear of the Cocktail Bar? Cocktail Bar at 318 West Walnut. Owned by M. Bame and M. Simonette.
What was the address?
318 West Walnut.
I like it in the old days when they just used the first initial.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
J. Schmidt and J. Mino. Welcome you to the show.
So there you have it.
We
I wonder if anybody has ever heard of any of those restaurants.
This is very cool.
Take them and read them.
Well, we have a party coming up, right? I told you guys about that at the Northland next Saturday. It's the celebrating 100 years, and we brought out their menu from 1924. We actually are bringing some food, serving some food that was on that menu, and it's amazing how, and that was the Northland was, you know, pretty high end, and it was still 25 cents. Yes. I don't think anything's a dollar on that menu.
Well, I don't know why what was it, a cheese sandwich and a steak sandwich are almost the same price? That, oh, you know what? In one of them, I didn't go through them all, but one of them was lettuce and mayonnaise sandwich.
That's really? It?
For like 5 cents.
Could you upgrade with a little tomato?
I don't know. Bacon?
Lettuce and mayonnaise. It's in one of those menus right there. Wow. 5 cents. Yeah.
Cool.
So the menu at the Northland, was it really high-end food or was it kind of simple too?
No, it was pretty high-end food. Was it? And that's what we're going to be serving, some of that as well. We got a table of 1924 food. And the chef's totally into making this stuff. But yeah, I'm going to bring that menu in the next couple of weeks and just go through that. But you know, the food hasn't changed all that much. Like, we still have steak sandwiches.
Yeah.
It's just the prices have changed. But I mean, we are kind of creatures of our own habit.
Well, that's what I mean.
Shrimp cocktail.
Well, I don't think with those kind of places, with these kind of places, I mean, that's back when everything was on, every neighborhood had kind of a place type of thing. Yeah. Actually, Manitowoc is still kind of like that. They've got that little bakery. You ever go to Hartman's Bakery?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that good?
Very.
The only thing I don't like going around in that neighborhood too much, you know why?
Why?
Uncontrolled intersections.
Just yield to the right.
Yeah, whatever. Rest in peace, Terry Garr. Yeah, we're just talking about her and Young Frankenstein the other day. What a great movie that was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she's been sick for a while.
Yeah, she had was it MS? MS
long maybe? Time. Yeah. But she was great. She was always fun. She would just go along
She would go on Letterman and just have the most fun.
Do stupid stuff.
He got
have
her
fun.
To go live into a shower and take a shower live
that.
On the air.
Yep. I remember that.
She kept saying, I can't believe I'm doing this. But
I know.
She did it.
Brian says, what if pages 67 through 137 are on the next copy?
You got to buy multiple books
to get your
whole story.
So that's where we're at. Good show to Gizmo's coming in. It's always fun having Gizmo in.
And he's all about Houdini and Halloween. So
yeah.
That'd be cool. I'm sure him and Todd will have some banter.
I was going to try to have another scary story for you guys today.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
I had a couple of texts. People said that freaked them out a little bit.
We also need to get those mayoral letters in here, too, for
Mondays.
Yeah,
you know what I got?
The what?
You know, he found all those letters.
I didn't find all of them. I found some letters I saved.
Come up with some music for that.
I was just looking at one just the other day, and it was nice. You know, it was like, you know, let the guy, like, his thing was, he's a good mayor. The council's crazy. It was nice. I saved that one.
Oh, okay.
But I got some just the opposite.
I got to try to find one that was so vicious towards me, you wouldn't believe it.
No, yeah.
Just crazy. I saved it for a lot of years. Chelsea Akokin is going to be here for Hoo-Ah. The veteran suicide thing. Jessica Voss will be filling in at Bay Area Realty. Amanda Reif, director and coordinator, or curator of the DePeer Historical Society. I always love talking to people like that. And I'm going to make a statement that might sound a little shocking.
Something, no Puerto Rico. What?
No. So they say the most popular movie out right now is Am I a Racist?
Oh.
Okay.
Really?
They say it's funny as heck. So I was thinking am I a racist? And I say that because I'm big on these books of lists. I'm always on the internet. You know, most overrated movies, best movies, most underrated. And one was most despised athletes. And I put my own list together, a top 10.
Yeah.
Everyone was white.
Maybe that just
every single general. One. Isn't that crazy?
Well,
I mean, Jim Harbaugh, Pete Carroll, Bill Laimbeer, Roger Clemens.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Take your word for it.
Back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Back from the store, dear?
Can you believe the grocery bill was over $200? Can't anybody in Washington vote no on these spending bills that drive up debt and inflation?
Glenn Grothman has always been one of the most frugal members of Congress. But I thought we were voting for Glenn for his work on the border to stop over 200,000 people a month from entering the nation illegally.
We have 850,000 new legal citizens every year who follow the law.
Dad, I'm voting for Glenn Grothman because he's advocating to keep the work centers open for people with different abilities so they can find their career.
Glenn stands up to the special interests. He takes no campaign donations from drug companies. He's also a proponent of ending race-based hiring.
He is outspoken, not afraid to take on the tough issues. And one thing I know about Glenn, he tells it like it is.
I'm Glenn Grothman, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Glenn Grothman for Congress.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey, welcome back. Beautiful day out there. Man, I went for...
today is awesome.
I walked to the drugstore, CVS, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was sweating my butt off.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like hot. Yeah. I mean, it was wonderful. You know what I did yesterday? I watched an old movie the other night, which I always do. And I've already given away my man card about what movies I watch at times. Oh, okay. Geez.
Both of you have.
Bridges of what?
No, not Bridges of River Kwai. Nobody loses a man card for Bridges of River Kwai. Bridges of the River Kwai.
No, the Clint Eastwood one. Oh, don't. That's going to be in my head all day. Jeez. It's a small
Bridges
world
over Bridges of Madison County.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, what'd you watch?
Barefoot in the Park.
What is that?
Redford and Jane Fonda from about 1964. I love black and white movies from the 60s. Okay. But anyway, what I'm getting at, again, I'm over here and I'm coming in.
When you tell the story, you should put on those glasses. I'm just saying. Okay.
But anyway, okay. So
dye your hair and comb it over.
Whatever. So it's the whole thing. So, okay. So I like those old movies. Barefoot in the Park. About this young couple in New York City, you know, just getting started. I think he's a doctor or whatever, and she's whatever, okay? But anyway, the reason I'm saying this is because the opening thing is them walking through the park, kicking the leaves in a beautiful, beautiful fall day.
Right.
So when I was walking back from CVS yesterday, I walked through the park.
Take your shoes off?
It's like, I didn't do that. But when's the last time you, like, walked through a park and kind of kicked leaves? I did that.
Yesterday.
Did you really?
By my house, there's leaves all over the park.
Yeah, me too. Same thing in the backyard.
Oh, man, there's a lot of leaves, but they're nice and crunchy.
It was good to be you guys. Too warm for me.
It was warm yesterday.
Not for this time of year.
Yeah,
it was. It had to be 80s. But it's like, when's the last time?
We hit 81 yesterday.
When's the next time you can walk with a park completely full of golden leaves and it's 80 degrees?
Yeah, right?
That was incredible.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Today's good, too. Today's going to be, I think, in the high 70s, but then... comes crashing down.
How's it look for Friday night? How's it look for Halloween?
Halloween, a little bit of rain. I think 50s tomorrow. Let me just double check.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. We're going from, 70s to 50s. So
yeah, tomorrow. Well, 61, 80% chance of rain. Then Friday, 49 degrees, below 32. Saturday and Sunday, mid-50s. That's
right. 49 for a high?
Yeah, correct. So.
For Friday?
For Friday.
Friday night football is going to be a little nippy.
A little bit. Better bring that jacket.
Cow. Wow.
And we're in Oshkosh tomorrow. It'll be warmer.
What?
We're doing our show from Oshkosh tomorrow, so it'll be warmer. I'm saying.
Could we get some good coffee from that place? I didn't have any that day, but it smelled so good place in Oshkosh.
Maybe we'll stop down after the show on the way back, right? Grab some?
Something, because I wasn't hungry because we went and ate at that drive-in.
Yeah.
But everything smelled so good.
They have good coffee there. We have good coffee here, but they have... Okay, it's even better.
But you know what I mean? It's like I wanted some, but did you have some
I did.
Today?
I did too.
Yeah.
was good.
But we asked you, but you know.
I know, but I had that big sundae or malt or whatever it was.
Yeah. That's going to be fun. I was looking forward to that.
Yeah. Today is Wicked Day, the movie Wicked, I would imagine.
Yes.
The movie's not out yet, but I think they're talking about
the movie. Oh, they're making a movie on it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That is. Okay, you're going to tell me you didn't see it, I bet.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's a great
that
musical.
That is like the
My family
best.
Has seen it, I think, six times.
Right.
Every time it came to PAC. I know they went to Milwaukee. It was a good trip to Milwaukee. I'd never eaten German food before.
Oh.
And we ate at that place that I think is closed now.
Mater's or Karl Rausch's? Yeah. Karl Rausch's is closed. Mater's is still
okay,
open.
Okay, whatever one.
Those are both great. My dad
loves
those
places. Wow, is that good?
Yeah, that is great, great
I'd never
German
had
food.
Like really great German food before.
Mater's.
Because I wasn't sure there was such a thing.
It's awesome.
Just throwing it out there. Candy Corn Day.
Yeah. Okay.
I love candy corn.
Just wait.
Do you?
I do. I love it.
So, you know, I never sleep through the night. So I turned on the TV.
What time did you get up this morning?
2:30.
Me too. 2:30 exactly.
All right.
And honestly, I went to bed at 10:30, woke up at 2:30.
Yep.
Do you guys nap after the show, though?
Well, not today.
A little bit, but not much.
That might be throwing you off.
I know.
Yeah,
today. What's bad with me is if I wait till like around 4 o'clock and I'll be kind of doze off and you sleep, that screws me. If I took one like early, it wouldn't.
Not, it would be great. And I do that like on Mondays because I have to work Monday nights, but I'll, you know, 3 o'clock if I can, and it doesn't have to be long, a half hour.
Yeah.
I can sleep. I'm like, I'm good for my evening.
But I got to start, what I got to start doing again, but I got to get where do you get an office chair from? I need an office chair. Can I take one of our office chairs?
No.
Get a good one.
Because I built...
A lot of junk out there.
Yep.
I built a desk up in my apartment.
Right up here?
Yeah. But I built, here's what I did. I went and bought a couple of sawhorses. Okay. Some 2x4s.
Yep.
And I had an old top for a desk that I'd made for Dom one time. For him, it was on a real big, long one. So I put all that on there and attached it. So for like...
Your desk is on
$15,
horses?
I built the whole thing. Yeah, it's on sawhorses. And it's got that urban look.
Yep.
You know, like you're living in New York and you got the loft.
The industrial kind of thing, right?
Yeah, it's urban industrial.
Do you have exposed brick then in the walls?
I don't.
Yeah.
We can do that, though. We'll just take off the drywall and see what's behind it.
I will do that. That was a project I had one time. Did I ever tell you about that project?
No.
I wanted to do a couple of rooms of all brick. So I collected bricks from around the area, from around the city. When you guys would knock down a building, I'd be there at night with my car loading up bricks.
You called us. We'd let you do it during the day.
I got a guy stopped me one time.
Did you take any bricks from the that strip club we tore down?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that
A guy stopped me. I was out there taking. It was after a Packer game. He goes, hey, what are you doing? I said, I fear they'd be getting rid of these. Well, not yet. We're not. He said, we got somebody that might buy them all. I'm like, oh, okay.
There were a lot of bricks.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You might want to take the blue light out on that one.
No, but I did it there. And you know, the other place I had that was fantastic was I don't know what it was originally because it was really old. But then Fuzzy Thurston had his first bar there. It was in Alloway.
Yeah.
And then it became McSwiggins. You know that one?
Yeah, I did.
Remember you knocked that down?
Yeah.
I got those bricks.
I didn't like it. That wasn't me.
And then I had a buddy who owned a marble store, and he took them in, and he sliced them for me to like half an inch thick.
Well, that's cool.
I had a storage unit full of them. The project didn't turn out so well.
Do you live on a farm?
Huh?
Where do you store all that stuff?
Rental unit. Hey, what did I tell you?
You got a rental unit. That's
what I would tell young kids.
Especially in Wisconsin.
In investing, invest in storage units.
Yeah.
That is just printing. You wake up in the morning, and you got to check.
And Four Seasons, we have too much stuff.
Yep.
And people are moving into condos now, which have even less storage space. And
so I'm looking for a business partner.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's out there.
I just need somebody with the money and who can build it.
Right.
And I will advertise it. And then, but you know what else I'll do?
And take half the profit.
You know what else I'll do? I will clean that thing out when somebody forecloses or whatever it's called.
Oh, we'll do it. We'll do that. What's that called?
Yeah.
When they do the...
Yeah. Todd, didn't you say you have somebody that does
Lisa
that?
Yeah, well,
Lisa Hale does that.
Yeah. We'll just do it live on a radio show.
That would be awesome.
We'll open it up.
What's that called? Look.
We'll call it the bargain counter, and you guys can sell and trade.
I used to watch that show all the time.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, we're going to set a quick break. Back up, please.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Dairy markets haven't showed a lot of enthusiasm going into the holidays. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. But Ryan Yonkman, a broker analyst with EverAg, believes there's still hope out there. Stand by.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Although we haven't seen a lot of holiday buying action lately, Ryan Yonkman, a broker analyst with EverAg, says it's still happening.
The idea of holiday orders, you know, we're in our prime time. It's a very real thing. And at this point in time, Thanksgiving orders should be pretty well wrapped up. So we're now really the focus already is on Christmas and even the beginning of Super Bowl demand, which we more or less peg as, you know, about another month. So we've probably got about another 4 weeks here domestically to really fill the bulk of our holiday push, our holiday orders.
Ryan Yonkman, broker analyst with EverAg. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese did gain 2 cents at 189. 40-pound block cheese was down a half at 189.5, while AA butter gained a penny and a half at 269 a pound. How are the rest of the commodity markets trading? Those numbers are next.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our BaseLite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. BaseLite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about BaseLite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Well, an overnight electronic trade going into a Wednesday morning. December corn's unchanged right now at 4.13. November soybeans are up a nickel at 9.70. December wheat currently 3 cents stronger at 5.73, with March wheat up to 5.92. The November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 4, 2018 a hundredweight. The December milk currently down 9, 1985 a hundredweight. Hey, just another quick reminder, April 2025, we're headed to Spain and Portugal on our next farm tour. Great sites that we'll be learning about Iberian hog production, also the cattle that they produce for the matadors in Spain, the wine industry, olive production, and cork. Find out more. Go to holidayvacations.com. Enter my name, Pam, under the keyword search. I am Pam Yonke.
Have you ever
reserve your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to fishonmarinette.com to learn more.
Mostly cloudy and windy with a high in the mid-70s today, falling into the 60s by late afternoon. Rain and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Could be some heavy rain, too, with an inch and a half or more possible. Tomorrow, falling temperatures, showers, windy, will be in the mid-40s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Get your tickets today for the premier fall event, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette, Wisconsin. Featuring six elite barbecue chefs, award-winning craft beer, and two iconic blues musicians. Kicking off the night, Hall of Fame inductee Joe Moss. Following Joe Taranzo Cannon. Playing tunes from his current number one album, Shut Up and Play. November 2nd at the Community Rec, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig for more information.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, as I mentioned, on a good-looking date today, but it's getting a little nasty after this here. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Text me, and we were talking during the break about some of the other people I should have on my list of my least favorite athletes, my most despised athletes, and I forgot one that breaks my mold, Ndamukong Suh. For the Lions, when he was with them. He was the dirtiest player I've ever seen.
Yeah, I remember that.
Dirtiest player I've ever seen. Yeah. But give me yours, people. Give me yours.
No, we should do the best athletes. You really want to go down there?
Give me your worst. Who do you hate?
Who makes you mad when you wake up in the morning?
But just like a
start your day. That's right.
And you know what the funny? Hey, you know what the funny part is? That when I was thinking about some of those people, what they did? I bet when I was somewhat of an athlete or whatever, I was like, I was the bad guy.
Yeah.
I was... not nice.
Right.
And people probably disliked me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, sometimes you see something, maybe you think, maybe that reminds you of you, and you think, oh, I don't like that because I was a
well,
jerk.
Well, that's very true. That if
self-reflection.
I was just going to say, think about, I mean, you think pretty that's much true, for the most part, I think we all think we're pretty good people.
Yeah.
But just know that there's people out there that hate your guts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
No question.
Learn that quickly.
How can you possibly be in politics and not go in accepting that, though?
Right.
And but so it, many times, you know, I get a kick what, out of.
But it's difficult, isn't
I just
it?
Want to say, I was just going to say, what I didn't like about politics was, you know, people would write letters. Well, we're going to read some of those someday, but or they would say things that are really hurtful. And they're like, man, I don't know. I couldn't take that. But, you know, you got thick skin. I'm like, don't. Assume we do. It hurts.
What's it like if you're sitting watching a Packer game with your family and some of these just attack ads come on and you just sit there and
I talked to Dad about that. We got to hit the mute button, but yeah, I didn't have a lot of
but there's
that,
so but, many of them.
But I was this is back, you know, when I first got into this 2003 or 4 and this we're walking out of church, and this lady really lays into me about her sidewalk was cracked, and it was if it's the tree, that could be our fault, right?
Yeah, we talked about this the other day. Yeah.
Oh my God! But I mean, like swearing.
And oh
I
my! Just, in church?
No, we're walking out.
But I mean, still, she
that's
just
what I'm saying. She just came from
and
church.
I just turned around and looked up there, like, pointed to the cross. I'm like, give me a break. I said, why don't you call me tomorrow?
Yeah, people,
but people are they see you and they're like, finally, I got this guy in front of me.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
So I was reading this book on college referees, okay, basketball referees and stuff, and because I knew a lot of the guys. You know, they'd come through Green Bay all the time, and, you know, I've talked to them before the games. I was good friends with a lot of the refs. And the one guy says, well, but people are never afraid to say whatever they want to you when you're a ref. He was going to do a game at the Air Force Academy, and he and his wife, he's going to take his wife on the trip because it's like they've always wanted to see the chapel. At the Air Force Academy, and I guess there was some kind of a little concert with the quiet, you know what I mean? Just a beautiful thing, and he's there for the game, and there's a quiet moment, and a guy behind him goes, his name was Higgins, and he goes, I'm not going to say the C word, but C-H-R-I-S-T, but I don't want to say it in derogatory.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And the guy in church during the loop goes, oh, see, we got Higgins tonight. And he's like, really? I'm in church with my wife.
Yeah.
And you basically use God's name in vain to complain about me reffing a basketball game. He said restaurants, everywhere you go, somebody recognizes you. They have a comment.
And they do. And just back to church, and we went to church, but Catholics, they have this, like, the sign of peace.
Yeah.
And I had a guy that wouldn't shake my hand, just shakes his head no. And I'm like, come
really?
On.
Okay, that has pretty much led me away from the church.
The whole shaking hands and saying good morning?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't remember that stuff. There's so many nice people, and you still remember
that. That is the most. You know what? People could say, "How can you be so calm speaking in front of whatever or doing?" It's whatever. I get so nervous when it comes to the sign. I dread those words. No, let's share with one another the sign of peace.
Yeah.
Oh crap!
Hey, you don't. Yeah. It was weird, the COVID thing.
Oh,
Christ! Yeah.
But I will say this though. You know what I've developed when I do whatever? I do the fist bump.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's the better, you know what I mean? With, now I that's like that more acceptable and people don't want to shake hands.
Does 80-year-old ladies do that? They fist bump with you?
Oh, yeah.
They better start because they're not going to get a hug from me.
You know, I'll tell you something, though. I did a thing for the I can never remember the exact name. Alexander.
It's just two.
Alexander. Okay, but anyway, I emceed their banquet. Yeah, and Vince Lombardi's grandson was the main speaker. And he's a hardcore Catholic, really focusing. But he says he always sits as far away from people as possible because he hates that sign of peace. I mean, this guy gets diehard, whatever, and hates that. He will not sit by anybody. He told that during his speech.
It is uncomfortable. For some people, I don't mind it. I just, when people aren't nice, it's like, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break. That's why we're here, but whatever.
Got a couple of texts here. It says, I heckled a Lions fan wearing a Sioux jersey and asked if they were sold out of Dahmer jerseys. That was all they had left.
I'm sure he, yeah.
Give him a bell for that. It's terrible. Glidden Lodge, Sturgeon Bay is a wonderful restaurant on the water with excellent German food on Wednesday nights. I have eaten there on a weekend. Beautiful place. Mm-hmm. Love it. And that's on the lakeside, right? Is that the lakeside or is that Sturgeon Bay? I don't think it's in Sturgeon Bay. It's Door County. But I think it's pretty far from Sturgeon Bay, if I'm not mistaken. But a really nice place, Glidden Lodge. I'd love to have a place there.
Well, right here we have good German food, though. The Lorelei, that's good food.
German food, I just think of sauerkraut and, like, pork chops.
Sweet sour.
Or dumplings.
I don't know. There's the veal that you can get. Cabbage.
You're not selling me. You had me on the cabbage.
The pork hock. I don't know, man. I think it's good.
Todd, you used to eat pork hocks, didn't you?
Well, my mom used to make them all the time, but she would put them in the
soup.
No, the cooker, the pressure cooker.
That
smell. You'd literally be walking down the driveway after school, and you could smell the pork hocks cooking.
Yep. And you turn the other way and go to your friend's house.
You
know what I used to hate? She would make them. She would use them for some kind of soup, like a vegetable soup. And you'd think you're biting into a potato or an onion, and it was that stuff that's between their knuckles, whatever that is. Maybe it's not even edible.
You made soup with a pork cock the
I did.
Other day.
That was my mom. That was really good, and it was is Polish soup, but vinegar. But pork cocks was their flavor, and you got to take that fat off, John. You don't eat that.
Well, it was in the soup.
Oh, we ate everything.
We ate it. There's
skin.
Oh, I think she would boil the hocks.
Did that, and then that would give you a flavor, and then you can take them out, let them cool, take all the fat off and all that and then take the meat out.
You know what it reminded me of?
In.
I got to tell you something. One of the best meals I've ever had in my entire lifetime, and Todd, this is a true story, okay, was in Mississippi.
Yeah.
We were coming back when we were in New Orleans, and we were coming back from Keel, Mississippi, and we stopped at a little, you know how I said about a little honky-tonk?
Yep.
We stopped literally at one of those kinds of places. And I had a shrimp po' boy and a bowl of their gumbo or whatever. Okay?
But it was good.
But there was a big hunk of bone of some sort right in my soup. What was that?
Probably a ham bone or something, don't you think?
Oh, okay.
In your gumbo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might be flavored with
ham bone. Okay.
No.
But I was just surprised it leaves something that big in your soup.
It's funny because you think of Mississippi, but Tupelo, I used to go there quite a bit because that's K. I had a plant on there. They don't anymore. That was, of course, the birthplace of Elvis. But they had a place... a restaurant called The Front Porch, and it was just all rockers on the front porch.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it was really good food. We used to go there.
I'll bet.
Anyway.
I mean, it was so good.
It was exactly what you're talking about. Po' boy gumbo and all that.
Yeah.
Fried food.
I need to install an air mask over here so that when you guys start talking about Mississippi, I can stop hyperventilating.
Did you like that food?
No, the food was great, but the experience
was horrible.
The environment, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to know something I bought down there that I just, it's like, really? Boiled peanuts.
I knew you were going to say that.
They're all over peanuts? The place. Yeah, boiled peanuts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They do anything for you?
Roadside. No.
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 It's like a mushy peanut.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I just bought them because I was wondering what they were.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
They love them down there.
Ended up throwing them out of the car window.
Well, they're all on the car down the road. They got those little stands.
Yeah, all over the place.
Yeah. So,
hey, maybe you guys could do that for the draft. Some boiled peanuts. It'd be easy to do.
Yeah.
It's the big vat and some
nobody else would have that.
That's for sure. I don't know about
there'd
that.
There'd be people from the South up here.
Yeah.
Look
at me. I got but my boiled peanuts.
Nobody else would have that, Todd. No one else would have that.
I may have just opened the door for you guys.
I like it.
Okay. Let me know how it goes.
Hey. He's the idea man.
Jim's out.
He's the idea man.
As they say, I'm out.
What is Valmy?
I don't
Somebody
know.
Just texted us that was Valmy.
That was from Terry.
Is that what the thing is in the gumbo?
I don't know.
No, I think he's talking about, is that talking about the cartilage that you're talking about?
Oh, is that the stuff that's between the knuckles or whatever?
I don't know. I have to look it up.
Ugh. The thought of eating cartilage doesn't.
Well, no, that's.
But that is what it is. Yeah, it is.
Looks like it might be a restaurant, the Valmy Happy Hour in Sturgeon Bay.
Oh, okay. Well, someone had cartilage. Sorry.
Sorry about that. Sorry, Valmy. Hey, Valmy is not cartilage.
Love Valmy.
Valmy is not the stuff you find between the knuckles of a pork hock. And when you say pork hock, is that his hoof?
It's his ankle, right?
Or is
it
the very bottom? Ankle, yeah.
Okay.
And the toes are.
I can't believe you guys ate.
Okay. Whatever they are, feet. They don't have feet. They don't have toes. They got hoofs. Hoofs. That's what it is. Hoofs. I can think of that, yeah.
Mine need a butcher knife because we hit a deer and he got his paw, his hoof, caught in the car. We got to put him out of his misery. I mean, otherwise it's a sin.
Michael texted in. He said he used to live in Charleston, South Carolina, and he could make them and has a great recipe for boiled peanuts. So Michael could help us out with
all right, that.
All right,
that would be fantastic.
There's your partner.
Are we
Mino and Michael.
Michael, I thought we were going to do another roadside show someplace.
We've got some stuff
that sounded really good.
We got some stuff coming up.
All right. We're like Michael, of course, in charge of pretty much Airbnbs throughout Northeast Wisconsin right now. How busy is he?
Right.
Actually, Michael, if you're listening, give us a quick call. Give us an update.
920-264-0606.
Yeah.
And I had Rich. Michael's going to be on my show in the first Sunday of December because on the first Sunday of the month, we dedicated towards the Packers or the NFL draft. And Rich Ryman, who's been covering the Packers forever, interviewed him. His biggest concern with the draft is hotel rooms.
Who's?
Rich Ryman.
Oh, he
said it's a can
I didn't think
this
Michael
thing.
Was too concerned with hotel rooms.
Well, no, Michael.
Not Michael.
But he can rent out your home. Or I think people got to start thinking about, I don't want to do that, but rent out a room in your home if you want.
Yeah.
It depends who's coming. But you
I think what's going to happen is it's going to get a much wider net or whatever. I think people might be staying in Milwaukee and driving up. You know what I mean? I don't think, because we were saying Manitowoc or Sturgeon Bay. Michael.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Michael.
Michael, we're trying to tell you how to do your business basically right now. So. Just so
okay,
you know.
That's fine. Yeah.
Or it would be the first time.
Or how we're perceiving things here. But so Todd said, or Jim said, he was talking to a guy from the Press Gazette, and he still thinks the biggest concern around here is the hotel rooms, lack of hotel rooms. And obviously that's not your concern, but how is it going for Airbnbs or whatever you want to call them for this, within 60 miles?
Yeah, it's still super strong. I mean, the leads are still coming in. I'm actually coming up there tomorrow morning to – meet a homeowner who's got a great property right across the street from Lambeau. Very similar to the one we did the remote in. So we're looking forward to adding that as a really premier and prime property for us. And so, yeah, it's exciting. I mean, we're starting to now get reservations trickling in and, interest still even in Door County, which is great because obviously people, who don't want to spend maybe the higher dollars can get into Door County and still be able to attend the draft. So we're excited. It's a busy time for us. So we just finished our high season for our regular, leisure rentals. So we're really getting ramped up now for the draft and a lot of good things. And, we should definitely do boiled peanuts because they're amazing. And you serve that with some beer. It's a great little
treat.
They're
not salty enough. Why would you drink? That's salty peanuts sell beer. Boiled peanuts are, I don't know what they sell. Mouthwash?
No, they sell beer. You can eat beer with that. Drink beer with that. You can drink beer with boiled peanuts. You could also have a little bourbon. It's nice.
There you go.
See, right. I think we were like tourists passing through Mississippi.
We didn't
Michael knows what he's doing living in the South. Yeah.
On the hotel side, you referenced a couple places around Lambeau, but there's a lot of rental opportunity outside of that area, right? East side, west side. I mean,
There is for sure. Yeah. I mean, the houses that we've picked up through for the draft that people are going to do the one-offs, we have some stuff down in De Pere. So even outside the area, there's still a lot of interest from individuals. I think the one thing we are seeing, and it's interesting, is that, homes down, let's say in Appleton or even Oshkosh, we've met with a lot of those homeowners, but unfortunately some of their homes just don't make the grade of what we need. And I think when you start looking at 40, 45 minutes, 50 minute drive, We have to be pretty selective in the type of home we're going to have. And obviously, you have to keep in mind the clientele, too, that's going to be coming
Michael,
in.
And Michael, so, let me cut. Yeah, we got to take a quick break. Can you stay around for 60 seconds? We'll be right back with that.
Yeah, sure.
Hold that I'll thought. Be here. That's an important thought. Thanks. Back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Guess what? The kids are coming up for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's great news. Speaking of Thanksgiving, our neighbors said all their kids were coming up too. They were worried about the high cost of groceries, though.
Are you going to roast the turkey this year, or should I?
And they blamed it on inflation. It seems everyone is blaming everything on inflation.
Oh, they shouldn't blame inflation. The Fed is cutting interest rates, for crying out loud. Next year, when I'm in Congress, I'll ask the grocery industry why they are using their market power to make record profits while selling us less food. You know, ask them why they are price gouging us.
Good idea. Now, this Thanksgiving, I'll roast the turkey and you get ready to roast the price gougers.
I'm John Zarbano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zarbano for Congress.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. We're being joined by Michael Friedman from Simple Life Hospitality, who's working hard trying to get butts in houses around here and let the folks make some extra cash on the side. So, Michael, pick it up where you left off, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I think we were just talking about, you know, the fact that, you know, one of the things we are seeing as far as homes, most of the homeowners that we are meeting, we're within the Green Bay area, the proper area, but we do get a lot of requests from outside the area. And it doesn't mean we wouldn't take on those homes, but we are being pretty selective. And I think the one thing we are seeing is that, you know, people that are maybe 45, 50 minutes out, you know, are maybe not the best fits for the types of homes we're looking for particularly. But there's still a lot of opportunity. Listen, it's only late October, early November.
Yeah.
We still are getting, like I said, probably at least 5 to 10 leads a day, which is amazing still, of individuals who are, you know, interested in putting their home in the draft program. And we're excited by it. You know, and we're excited by what's going to happen in April, and obviously just helping these homeowners make some great money and really helping the local economy.
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity. You're going to be on my show in the first Sunday of December. And what we're going to do is talk about just the economic upside that people can enjoy during the NFL draft. And we're going to have a guy come in, talk about how do you get your bartender's license and how do you get an Uber license and rent out your home. I mean, there's just things that people can do. Yeah, you can enjoy the draft too, but I mean, why not pull in an extra couple $1,000s, you know? And
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, Jim. And I think that the thing is that, you know, the whole local community, you know, I think we have to be, well, let me say this. I think we have to be careful when it comes to the housing side of this, to people that have unrealistic expectations. of what they can earn. You know, people will come to us and they'll be like, well, I heard from so-and-so. They said that, you know, their house, they're going to rent it out for, you know, $15,000 a night. and at the end of the day, I think some of those numbers have been inflated and a bit unrealistic. But,
you know, Mike, I just want to say, we might be guilty because we've thrown out big numbers the last couple. I just think somebody could get. We apologize because we may have been a little bit of.
I just want to say that wasn't our. We weren't the origin of that.
Yeah.
No, there's a guy in around Lambeau that put his house up for some crazy amount and just wanted to get exposure, wanted to get on the front page of the paper, which he did. But, I mean, he just put it on it for like $20,000 a night. Now, he's going to end up getting three or four, but whatever.
Yeah, no, and I think that's, you know, even three or four is a really great number based on what, you know, we see on our Packer homes and Packer weekends.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a great Packer season this year with our regular, you know, Lambeau homes, and it's been great. So, no, I think, but again, they just make sure people's, you know, expectations are realistic. And I think that's the one thing we do so well is making sure, number one, we're pricing the properties accurately and that we're going to find great guests that, you know, want to stay in these homes. Yeah.
Michael, now, is there kind of a danger? Like, okay, are you doing yours, Jim?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I mean, nobody's going to turn your house down or whatever, but a lot of these people are renting these without actually ever seeing them. Does it ever happen that somebody shows up and it's like, oh, this isn't what I expected type of thing?
Well, no, they're gonna be able to see them. So when they go live online, online travel agencies site, they're going to be able to see them. So they're going to be able to see photos of Jim's home. They're going to know what they're renting. So that's the key part of what we're doing.
They took a ton of pictures and video of my home.
Okay.
So, no, it's not going to be like, this isn't what I expected. I mean, they...
So it's almost as if you're listing your home for sale.
Right. Lifestyles of the rich and famous.
No, it's not. It's not.
So you know what somebody texted? Michael, I got to excuse me for 1 second. I got to bring this up before I forget it. You know how we were talking yesterday? And we were talking with the fire chief from Howard.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how falls are the biggest, most calls they get.
Yeah.
And I said, I was reading something about health tips when you're older. Don't walk down steps with your hands in your pocket. She goes, who in the world would ever walk down the stairs with their hands in their pocket? That's ridiculous for you to even say that. That's crazy. And somebody texts me, is there anything about guys walking on the steps with their hands full of linens?
Well,
that's funny. I remember I told you that. I broke my toe. Remember that, Johnny?
I
carried laundry down the steps.
Carrying linens down the steps.
I did. You're right. All right, okay. That guy's right. That was 10 years ago.
And
yes,
I busted my knee taking laundry down the steps.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Our listeners, especially my people.
Yeah.
They don't forget stuff. So go ahead, Mike.
Right.
No. I don't even know what I was going to say, man. I'm just so caught up in Jim walking down the stairs.
That is true. All right. Well, anyway, but we're going to have you on again. But just the fact that people can rent their homes, it doesn't have to be, you know, in Lambeau land. It can be west side within. Like John was asking how far out we're going, and that's how this whole thing started. And
we know there's very, very few to no hotel rooms left within the proper area. And so the reality at the end of the day, if you think about driving 45 minutes to come to the draft, it's really not that far, you know, even 60 minutes, an hour away. And so, you know, as long as the home fits what we are looking for from a profile perspective, and that when the guest, you know, books it, and they arrive and they have a great draft experience, that's what's important to us. And, you know, that means that we need to make sure, you know, we have really high quality homes. And it doesn't mean that some homes just don't fit. And it doesn't mean it's a bad home and that you live in a dump. It just means the home doesn't maybe fit some of the criteria we're definitely looking for. So it's a fine line, but we're getting lots of great homes. And I think the portfolio we're going to have beyond what we have just regular and simple life, it's pretty impressive.
And I would hope people would stay, you know, in the Green Bay area, because there's a lot of people working hard to entertain them outside the draft.
Yeah.
We're going to have that farmer's market downtown. We got that thing on the city deck. There's some pretty cool things that are going to be happening, that thing across the street, the supper club event. And there's just a lot of cool stuff. So yeah, I hope people rent their homes with you, with Simple Life. And I hope that the people who come here take advantage of more than the draft, you know.
Without a doubt.
Michael, one last quick question. We gotta go to the break here, but would people accept like a 2-bedroom house? I mean, are there some people that's just like a couple coming, or are they looking more for the bigger ones?
No, no, even smaller ones. Because listen, there could be a couple coming, and the two bedroom will sleep 4 to 6. So it just depends. I mean, absolutely.
Awesome. We got to set our break. Look forward to talking to you again, Michael. Thank you so much. Simple Life Hospitality. Back after this.
What day is it, Mike? Huh? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Leslie, guess what today is?
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, she's a candidate for the 8th Congressional District. We'll find out how she is feeling heading into the election. Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here. And we'll end with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.